Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. UK's first ever sight-loss dementia village to be built at Ostley House in Barrow. The innovative 338,000 complex will be built in the grounds of Ostley House in Barrow, in Abbey Road, Barrow in March. The specially designed village will aim to give patients with the dual diagnosis of sight loss and dementia specialist care in a modern care setting. The development, which has been made possible thanks to a final grant of £100,000 from the Bradbury Foundation and a £10,000 grant from the Dowager Countess Eleanor Peel Trust, is believed to be the UK's very first sight loss and dementia village. Carl Hodge, Chief Executive of Barrow and District Society for the Blind, said, "After the research we have done, we believe that we are the very first organisation to provide this type of support for both people with dementia and partial or complete sight loss within the UK. This is the accumulation of more than 5 years' work, from formulating plans, fundraising with the community and grant applications. We will be opening up the ground floor to make way for two shops, a cinema, a cafe bar area, activity room, large dining room, and there will even be a square walkway for residents to use. The main aim of this project is to move away from the idea of a gilded cage where residents are kept in their rooms, but rather creating some of the same experiences that one would expect in everyday life, but contained within a safe environment. Research we have done has shown that the amount of people experiencing sight loss and dementia is increasing, so it is absolutely paramount that appropriate care is being provided. Statistics show 123,000 people in the UK suffer from dementia and sight loss. Councillor Michael Cassells held the development as a world beater. Congratulations to the team for hitting the fundraising target. A call to the NHS to raise awareness of the visual hallucinations caused by sight loss, Charles Bonnet syndrome. Sight loss goes hand in hand with loneliness, but a further step into isolation comes with the onset of Charles Bonnet syndrome, CBS. As sight diminishes or is lost entirely, the messages from the retina to the visual cortex slow or stop, but the brain does not. It fires up and produces vivid, silent visual hallucinations which range from disturbing to terrifying. CBS can affect anyone of any age who has lost 60% of sight from eye disease, cancer, stroke, accident, diabetes, or other health conditions. Even if the patient sees pleasant images, the frequency with which they appear makes them a constant irritant and interruption to everyday life. Too many people receive no warning from their ophthalmologist that CBS might develop. It might not, but should it do so, patients wrongly assume that the hallucinations are part of a mental health issue. Only 17.2% of people with sight loss receive this warning from their ophthalmologist. Countless others are left to live their lives in hallucination-filled worlds, not daring to confide in anyone. Given that there is also a significant increase in people over the age of 45 living on their own, the social implications of sight loss, CBS and isolation are obvious. Misdiagnosis is common because CBS is not widely recognised by GPs, hospital doctors, nurses or care home staff. Should the word hallucinations be mentioned, the patient will be sent down the mental health path, sometimes on a one-way ticket. The cost to the NHS of wasted medication and incorrect referrals must be enormous. One simple step forward would be to add a tick box to the Certificate of Visual Impairment, which ophthalmologists complete to register patients as blind or partially sighted. This would be a reminder of the importance of explaining CBS. VI Tip of the Week. This week's VI Tip of the Week will focus on coping and dealing with sight loss. Tip 1. Emotional support. During an emotional time, there are many charities and support groups that are dedicated to supporting people with specific eye conditions. Tip 2. Independence. Losing your sight may mean losing your independence, such as employment, managing money, travel and shopping. You should get in touch with local charities and local services to help you maintain your independence. Many sight loss charities offer training to help you get out and about. And tip three, technology. There is a wide range of accessible equipment available for visually impaired individuals, such as watches with large numbers or mobile phones with big buttons and a magnifier. Many charities and online retailers sell low vision aids that will help you in everyday tasks. And tip four, entertainment. With technology developing rapidly, there is a wide range of tools that allow visually impaired people to access entertainment, such as talking news and magazines and audio descriptions on most television boxes.